Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
This is Dave Denniston, and welcome to my latest Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, I thought I'd tell you guys a quick story and something I'm working on right now. I have a client that is making great money. He's been a consultant. He's been working for Fortune 500 companies. And he just runs this life where it's so hard to keep track of everything. And back about 5 years ago, he bought a timeshare. And he and his wife, they're paying hundreds of dollars on a regular basis just to pay the maintenance dues. So they hate it. They don't use it. They don't go to Vegas to where this timeshare is. Now, me personally, I actually do own a timeshare myself. And my family and I enjoy using it. We don't have any debt on it. We paid cash for it. So I'm not against timeshares per se, but I am against them if you don't use the things and the money is just going to waste. So with this particular client, we're taking a look at two different things. Number one, what do you do with the timeshare when you don't want it? You could sell it. And one of the things that you first want to take a look at is eBay. On eBay, you could put up for sale your timeshare. Now, I would caution you, it depends upon how big it is. The timeshare my wife and I have is called WorldMark. It's pretty big. It has many different locations. You have credits. And so that is much easier to sell on your own if you want to, because it has so many different places. I would suggest not to try and sell units where it's a one location property, because it's going to be harder to find a buyer for. There's not as many properties for people to choose from. So check out eBay. There's also a whole bunch of dedicated sellers. I'm putting down a couple of links down here below that you can check out at a later time. Now, the second strategy that I'm actually strongly suggesting in this client's particular case is to, rather than sell it, we're going to donate it. So there are certain websites, which I've listed one of them down here, that you can go and you can donate a timeshare. And what's so cool about that, you get a tax write-off for just donating the timeshare. Now, this particular website I've listed down here below, they will only take on certain kinds of properties. So they reserve the right to say no. And if they do say yes, which they do say yes to many, I double-checked them on Better Business Bureau, they had about $1 million worth of properties, they will turn around and sell it. So they essentially sell it for you. And then they send the proceeds to charities. And what I liked about this particular case, the overhead costs were really relatively low compared to the profits that they reaped. So you can see that they are donating lots and lots of the money that they receive. So it seems as legit as I could check it out. So consider with yourself, do you have a timeshare? Do you want to get rid of it or do you love it? If you do love it, do you want more of it? If you want more of it, use eBay or some other source to buy more shares. Don't go through the developers because they're going to want to charge you thousands upon thousands of dollars when you could take advantage of someone that wants to sell their timeshare. So think about that, you guys. Check it out. Check out some of those resources. If you have any questions, just send me an email. It's right here below. This is Dave Denniston for the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll check it again soon.